Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this is America back in the 1970s. Boomers could afford her the car and the house in the background working at a local grocery store. And you just know that this woman is probably the one that voted for policies crippling her own grandchildren. Yeah, most of us would probably figure out a way to go back in time to get a girl like that. Some generations are just luckier than others, born in the perfect time. The rest of us just envy them. Up next, what's in the tacos? It looks like Latin America's fertility decline is accelerating. It's the disease of affluenza thanks to dopamine. The more you feel good from your digital device, the less you want to interact with real-life human beings anymore. Not to mention that in Brazil and other Latin countries, they replace Christianity with feminism. And that's definitely driving the fertility rates lower. But what's really in the tacos is probably other men's semen. Number 3, Molly Ringwald says that now that Stephen Colbert has been fired, he's free to run for president. President of what? Of the Rotary Club, perhaps. She also looks rather grisly and looks like she's ready for her big screen return in 76 Candles. And she's only 57 with those horse gums. I can't believe I had a crush on her when she made Stephen King's The Stand. Now she can star in Stephen King's It as Pennyworth the Clown. That role seems to have been made for her. Moving on, here's an actual picture of the IRS office when they took $700 million from some lottery winner. Taxation is theft, and the worst kind is inflation, which is the stealth tax. Most lotteries let you decide if you want to do a lump sum payment. This guy got one of $620 million and had to pay 32.2% to the government. Looks like the lottery company is the one running the biggest scam, reducing the total if you decide to get that lump sum. As far as I'm concerned, the lottery is just an idiot tax. Number 5, here's Kelly Osbourne before and after. What's her secret? Is it a Ozempic and plastic surgery? And also don't forget filters. Tons of filters. The old photo also kind of reminds me of Vito Jr. Then again, she could also be a fan of Trump now and is taking auditions for her new partner or husband. Whatever she did, I'm sure that Ozzy Osbourne is still paying for it in the grave. Looks like even her brother Jack is looking a lot healthier these days. Up next, the women in the WNBA are at it again, claiming that they deserve NBA money. But they don't. They don't even make dollar store clerk money, and the league is teetering on bankruptcy. Then again, I hope they do get NBA money because after only 1 year, the league would technically be broke, after paying out hundreds of millions of dollars. But seriously, if she really wants to get paid that much, then she needs to go play in the NBA instead. Number 7, remember guys that only a few millimeters of bone can change your life. And the funny thing is, he wasn't all that bad looking before. Now he's ready to tell women that he's an ex-con and watch their panties drop. For many guys out there, looks maxing is the only way to get women to notice them. Besides getting his jaw fixed, it looks like he also got a nose job. This is the roadmap to go from being creepy to being flirtatious. Moving on, looks like the future will be an all-male soycity, either using surrogates or artificial wombs. And let's not forget that there'll also be sex bots to fill in for women. I've been saying this for 10 plus years now, and it's a good thing to see others are catching on to it. I guess it also wasn't on most people's bingo card that the alphabet people would benefit the most from a Handmaid's Tale soycity. Without this, we're done due to population collapse. Number 9, are people really nostalgic for a certain time period, or are they nostalgic about living in a majority made up of their own people? Probably a combination of both. Yes, the nostalgia about going out and playing as a kid and not worrying about people from the Middle East waiting in the park or pool to grape you. Yes, there were perverts in trench coats back then with mustaches, but it's nothing like today. Back then it was cleaner and safer. Up next, General Motors sees a 35% drop in profit as its female CEO refuses to let go of their EV strategy. Maybe it's not just EV related, but also partially gender related too. Who thinks that she's going to take accountability for her failed strategy? Yeah, me neither. Mary Barra here will probably blame the failure of GM on climate change, racism, or white supremacy. Men built the company, and it's probably going to take only one woman to destroy it. Number 11, here's some great news. The United States will require tourists and business travelers into the country to pay $250 as a visa integrity fee. When they leave, they'll get their money back. I think it should be even higher. Maybe make it even $1,000 or $2,000 per person. Hell, why not make it $5,000 or more? Unfortunately, this will just end up killing off a lot of tourism to the United States. Paying $1,000 for a family of 4 Canadians will discourage many. Moving on, here's some more great news. China banning only fools and calling it a corrupt Western disease. Now the West needs to ban TikTok, which is causing brain rot in Western people. Also, Lonely Fools isn't technically a Western thing. It belongs to the tiny hats. Isn't it also really strange when you agree with something that authoritarian Chinese communists do? It's funny when China is winning on this one issue when compared to America. Number 13, Fetterman's wife says that she wouldn't be supportive of him seeking higher office. I think that Fetterman would be the only Democrat presidential candidate that I would actually vote for if I was an American. She's also lying. It's not like she wouldn't actually want to be the first lady and get all that attention and the status that it brings. She's probably just saying this because it's ridiculous to get some attention as well. He's more Republican than Democrats. Up next, Department of Justice staffer says that she was fired over her husband's controversial anti-ICE app that warns users when the feds are nearby. He's a traitor going around the law and needs to be put in jail. And her working for the Department of Justice sounds like it might be a conflict of interest. The agenda is to send out the illegals and they're working to undermine it, with one of them actually working for the government. They're traitors. Number 15, here's another thing the left is desperate about. Trying to get people to trust video game reviewers again. If they were trustworthy, we would not have to be told to trust them. They want us to trust a woke liberal arts major to tell us just how we should feel about our games. How about no? I don't trust corporate reviews of any kind anymore. They've been bought and paid for the last 20 years. I used to trust Rotten Tomatoes about 20 to 25 years ago, and it was great, but not anymore. Moving on, is bacon Islamophobic? Islamic and far-left activists are calling for images of bacon sandwiches to be included as part of the definition of Islamophobia. I'm sure that even they will demand that pork products are entirely banned in the UK one day. This is reverse assimilation, when the people in the country have to adapt to the people coming into the country instead of the other way around. Remember, guys, marrying 9-year-olds is fine, but eating bacon is forbidden. Number 17, are women really getting this desperate to find a good man to date that they're willing to go to gun shows and look confused? Women have always been desperate for Chad Roans, but now the supply of such men is smaller than ever. So they're trying some new hunting grounds. No pun intended. This might work if she's a gold digger looking for a 55-year-old man. I guess women going to Home Depot or Lowe's and looking confused isn't working anymore. Up next, don't know what will women do as the war in Ukraine shatters the dating scene for them. Men dying in wars, single women most affected. I know exactly what they'll do. They'll probably date the Russians once the Ukrainians run out of fighting-age soldiers. Also, if you're a man that likes Ukrainian women, you can just find a lot of them partying in nightclubs in Poland. I'm just sick and tired of women always making everything about themselves. Number 19, this woman was divorced 4 times and received half of each man's retirement funds. And you just know that she complained in court that she was the victim. All of her husbands fell for this trap, and it's no surprise to me that the government doesn't see an issue with this. They probably prefer that she gets all that money because she's probably going to spend it on stupid stuff. This is women's golden age. Every law is written for them, and yet they're still not happy. Moving on, looks like Greta's back and she's promoting birth control by saying, "Take it up the bum and you won't become a mom." The most important question is, would you smash this version of Greta if she ever existed? I also prefer this slogan more than "nut in the butt won't swell your guts." As far as I'm concerned, going up a woman's poop chute is the same as going up a man's. That it's pretty much gay sex, even if you do it with a female. The only way I'd have it is if the woman got multiple enemas first. Number 21, here's something that proves the double standards are real when it comes to women and men cheating. This woman is partnering up and she was cheating, but they didn't see any women shaming her for it. It's even worse than that. She probably seduced them and in the end somehow she'll pull a rabbit out of her hat and she'll end up being this man's willing victim instead of willing participant. Women can do no wrong even when they do wrong. Up next, in Poland, the fertility rate is approaching 1, as the standard of living in that country reaches the same as Spain, Italy, and Japan. I've said before that the real reason fertility rates fall below replacement is when people are affluent and spoiled. The boomers in the West were the first generation that slipped below replacement fertility, and they had the best lives possible. Our lives are too good and we generally face too little hardship to make us want to procreate these days. Number 23, looks like the Irish have had enough enrichment as they burn another migrant center down to the ground. Maybe they can just blame it on global warming or something. Seems to me like the elites want to burn Western society to the ground with mass immigration, and the public seems to be fighting fire with fire now. This also sends the message to hotel owners that if they participate in the scheme, they will lose their properties. Moving on, John Cena made Nikki Bella sign a 75-page contract for cohabitation before she can move into his Tampa mansion. So this is where we are now. Prenups for your live-in girlfriend. The contract also calls her a guest who must leave the premises immediately if they break up. I'm convinced that she's still going to find a way to wreck him eventually. This is an old story from 2018. So it looks like men have been smartening up for quite some time now. Number 25 and the last one, Larry Silverstein, the owner of the Twin Towers, was never late for work, except the morning of 9/11. There are conspiracy theories floating around that the building was losing money, and that the attacks were just insurance fraud. The walls of the World Trade Center were also full of asbestos, and if he couldn't get that stuff out, he would have been ruined. What a coincidence there was an attack that took them down. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.